Well, it's hard to find the answer to the questions of your life when you're dealing with delusion and fear. Standing in the pouring rain, no one needs to see the sun again. Put a smile on my face somehow. Looking for reflection, oh, I'm trying to see the sign. Waiting for the moment to arrive. Waiting for the moment to begin. Yes, I'm waiting. But to find an answer to questions on my mind, it's true. Nothing in my world's so cut and dry. Live my whole life upside down, and it didn't seem to matter much anyhow. Wouldn't change a thing, my perspective or point of view. Crashing in, and you need a friend. Oh, when you feel so much, how did you lose that trust, I wonder? Hard to find an answer to the questions of your life when your curiosity leads you for the tears. Shock and loss, innocence is just a part of growing up, I guess. Living it up in a life of luxury. Always sold your pain to me. Well, I just feel my wounds by letting them bleed. You can have your truth and I'll always have my doubts. When your will goes crashing in and you need a friend. When you feel so much, how did you lose that trust, I wonder? Can imagine living life without
you guys.
All right.
Yeah. Welcome, Rocking Horse.
Thank you.
James and Tanya, come over and speak on these big old fat radio mics here and we'll have a talk. Rocking Horse are in studio with us, James Swinson and Tanya Fardella, who are from Berkeley, California originally. I'm going to tell you guys, you've been playing together for 20 years. Did you know that?
Yes. We actually,
that's
we kind of lose track sometimes.
One year we miscalculated. We thought it was our 10-year, and it was only actually our 9.
Well, that's what happens when you get old.
But we sorted it.
Yeah,
I know.
We partied and everything. It's like, oh, man.
Make sure you get close to that mic, mate. Right. So, because I was going to ask you, I was going to say, because your voices blend together so well, I was going to say to you, well, how long you've been singing together a little while, and then I noticed on the sheet here, 20 years. Yes. How did you get together in the first place?
We met at an open mic in Berkeley. We actually grew up in Oakland, but like right by Berkeley. But we met at the Starry Plow, which is a little Irish bar in Berkeley. Yeah. And we became friends. And after, 6 months or thereabouts, we sort of got together and started playing. And just things went from there. And we've had a few incarnations over the years of bands and friends and band members, and but now we're doing the duet now that we're here in Southern California.
Yeah, that's a big change, isn't it, from the big city kind of thing down to, you know, Southern California.
Yeah, but we love it. We love it. Every single day we walk outside and go, it's so beautiful here. We love it.
And what? Yeah. How's the sort of the sound changed over the years? Because your sound is sort of harks back to a simpler time, Dylan and. And what's her face? The duet. Well, she used to do a duet with a very famous folk singer whose name I've completely forgotten. Slipped my mind.
Emmy Lou Harris.
No.
Well, we love Graham Parsons and Emmy Lou. The Grievous Angel album is.
Right.
All right, but I'm also more modern things like the Indigo Girls and stuff like Gillian Welsh, that kind of sound. So, and that name will come back to me, and everyone will go, "Oh God, Jason, you're an idiot for not remembering." But
that's cool. I don't know. I haven't heard the Dylan comparison, but...
I'm just thinking you're so clearly adept songwriters writing from the heart. Who's writing the lyrics mostly here?
It's James.
Yeah, it's James.
He's the prolific. He's got a whole bunch of...
A blessing
he's got
and
a whole
curse.
Bunch of... A whole big catalog.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. So, are you guys a couple?
Yes.
Okay. So, now... If you've got something to say about your relationship, is that difficult when you're writing? Because I can't write. I don't know what to write now. Because I'm in trouble. If I go home and I've written a song, the wife wants to know, who's that song about?
Well, Dirt and Glitter, that song that we just did, that's kind of about the creative process and a lot of different things, and also relationships, you know. Like, yeah, it's difficult.
Are you playing stuff out like it's a kind of catharsis or a therapy for you? And it's a bit deep, isn't it, for the morning?
It's definitely therapy. Yeah, no, it is. Writing is therapeutic for me. Like Bruce Springsteen, I go, wow, I relate to that. He's like, I can't see my life without it because I'm a lifer. So if I didn't have music and art, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
So it's psychological pop, you know.
Never heard that one before. That's a good genre.
Yeah.
By the way, Joan Baez.
There
FYI.
You.
Oh.
Just saying.
That's how his brain works.
We appreciate that. That's
2 days later, he'll say Joan Baez. And I'll know what he's saying. Okay.
It came to me.
There
finally
it is.
Came to me.
Well, that, I know, we were having a flashback with the film up the hill at the ranch, and it was like, whoa.
Right, we were at the Harry, Henry.
Graham Nash and the Hollies and all this stuff, you know. Just taking me back, you know.
Timeless,
sort of back in the day.
It's a timeless genre of music, you know. Songwriters, it's still a big thing now. Things come and go. Do you, when you move to a place like Laguna, this is a big change for, you know, it's one thing when you're young and hopeful. Mm. This is a big change for you. And we bumped into each other at the Sawdust Festival. Are you getting out and about and meeting people and trying to get some gigs, I would think?
Yeah, we want to, definitely. That's one of our big goals, to sort of learn what's out there, what kind of places are sort of a fit for what we do. Yeah. Because you're right, I mean, the singer-songwriter thing versus doing covers a lot, that can be really tricky, so we're trying to find places that appreciate the singer-songwriter.
Like a Lucinda Williams kind of vibe, you know, the gut-wrenching, direct approach. That's what I write. You know, I'm influenced. And then a lot of people, they don't know how to take it. The ones, songwriters, other musicians like yourself, they relate. But the public, they want, you know, Mustang Sally over and over again.
Well, you know, you've got to play to your crowd, though, I guess, you know. And I think people have been moved by what you're doing. It's clearly, there's something extra happening when you two sing together.
Oh, thank
you. Will you sing another song for us?
Sure.
Pent up emotions and